Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. So today, the president signing an executive order putting a stamp of approval on this proposed deal to spin off an American version of TikTok, getting additional 120 days for the U.S. and China to formalize the terms. Now, this is a procedural step, goes towards selling the company to a collection of wealthy American investors. The deal is going to include Lachlan Murdoch, who is basically running things at Fox News. Oh, and by the way, I'll be on there tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. If you want to tune in America's Newsroom, feel free. We had scheduling issues this week, but we finally landed on a Friday. And then it looks like Tuesday of next week. So there you go. Oracle's Larry Ellison and Dell's Michael Dell. Trump's order certifies the pending agreement is a qualified divestiture, a legal standard that the app is no longer under the control of a foreign adversary, which would make TikTok legal again under the bipartisan law passed by Congress in 2024 and upheld unanimously by the Supreme Court. Vice President J.D. Vance said the new U.S. entity will be valued around $14 billion. The new American owners would control the algorithm at the heart of TikTok's success. The U.S. company will have control over how the algorithm pushes content to users, and that was a very important part of it. We thought it was necessary for the national security level element of the law. And the president joked that they asked him about, will there be more MAGA content? And he joked and said, well, I'd love there to be more MAGA content. I'd love for it to be all MAGA content. But no, it'll be fair and everybody and every philosophy and everyone will be able to have their voice. It's going to be a free speech platform. And that's good. I mean, that's obviously the way it should be. They made the point that the government is not going to be having any control over this. This is going to be purely free market. And that's also important because you really don't want the government. I don't want the government involved in any of this stuff. But, you know, that in terms of this with TikTok, I mean, you know, that battle was fought years ago. But in terms of going forward now, you don't want the government involved in the algorithm or any of that. Obviously, keep all of that far, far away because we know what can happen. In the executive order, Trump outlined the intra-agency process through which the White House determined TikTok would meet the law's national security requirement and said the new ownership deal would protect the American people from the misuse of their data and the influence of a foreign adversary, while also allowing the millions of American viewers, creators, and businesses that rely on TikTok's application to continue using it. Now, the Chinese government, the president said the Chinese government's on board with this, but they've been far less definitive in the future of this. They're going to maintain basically around a 20% stake in all of this. But the U.S. venture would be domestic and operate, retain, and continuously monitor the U.S. algorithm to ensure content is free from improper manipulation or surveillance. That's going to be audited by Oracle. Now, what does the government get as its cut? The president said a lot of money in taxes because he was going on and talking about the fact that there are a lot of businesses out there that rely on TikTok to get their products and services out. And they use TikTok, and they said to him, they were like, Mr. President, just so you know, we rely very heavily on TikTok to reach our clients and our customers. He talked about Charlie Kirk telling him the importance of TikTok in reaching young people. I remember this too, because I remember when Henry was on the show and we were talking about this, and he said, people who want to ban TikTok are foolish, because that is the number one place where young libertarian and conservative minded people are. And Charlie Kirk was saying the same thing to President Trump. That's why he started they started utilizing TikTok more to get their message out. And it worked. It worked with the youth vote, no doubt about it. But a lot of people have been resisting using TikTok while it's still owned by China. And I get that point. But there's a whole lot of other things owned by China. And there's also the fact that most likely the television you're watching or the computer you're on or the thing you're listening to, probably something in there is made in China too. So, I mean, we got a whole lot of things to worry about when it comes to Chinese spying besides just an app. But nevertheless, this is where they say that this framework is going to go forward with this. And the China hawks have vowed to scrutinize the U.S.-China framework to make sure that it adheres to the intent of protecting national security in their bipartisan law. But they've largely held off commenting until they see the text of the arrangement on paper. Some in that group would include Congressman Chris Smith from New Jersey. He's one of those guys, too, who is considered to be a China hawk. That's a big story of the hour brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria. Dr. Mike is my dentist, and he's my wife's dentist, too. And Bridget got a beautiful smile upgrade from Dr. Mike last year. So when I tell you he's my family's dentist and you should trust him, you should trust him. VeneriaDental.com. Now, don't forget, we got our big event coming up with Jack Carr, Politics and Pints, coming up on October 13th. Your chance to see Navy SEAL and number one international best-selling author Jack Carr for our Politics and Pints. That is going to be October 13th, Bucks County Community College, the Zlock Performing Arts Center. I want to see you there for that. And another Jack Cittarelli, will be on the show tomorrow after this new poll out showing a dead heat, which means Jack at this moment is up. But that could change, so do not get complacent and do not get cocky and do not take any second of this for granted. I know Jack certainly is not, but he'll be on the show tomorrow at 3:30 p.m. Okay. Now, will James Comey get indicted? That's another question I've not gotten to in the show today. President Trump, when he met with the Turkish president, in the Oval Office, he was asked about that. And this is what he said regarding James Comey. If we can cue up cut number one, please, Sean. This is the president responding to the idea. The statute of limitations, if they are going to charge Comey, if the grand jury is going to indict him, that statute runs out on Tuesday. The Justice Department is alleging that Comey lied to Congress. And that's what the indictment threat is all about. But it has not officially happened as of yet. I don't foresee it happening today, but could it happen tomorrow on a Friday heading into the weekend? Yeah, it's certainly possible. But they have a ticking clock here. This is cut one.
Well, I can't tell you what's going to happen because I don't know. You have very professional people headed up by the Attorney General and Todd Blanche and Lindsay Halligan, who's very smart, good lawyer, very good lawyer. They're going to make a determination. I'm not making that determination. I think I'd be allowed to get involved if I want, but I don't really choose to do so. I can only say that Comey's a bad person. He's a sick person. I think he's a sick guy, actually. He did terrible things at the FBI. And but I don't know. I have no idea what's going to happen.
Now, the president said, I could do it if I wanted to. I could get involved. And he could. He could direct the Department of Justice to investigate him. All I can tell you is this. If they indict him, they better have a good case. Because if they lose, then James Comey becomes even more of a martyr and a hero to the left. And then, of course, you get all the accusations of the weaponization of the Department of Justice, et cetera, et cetera. But Todd Blanche has an incredible reputation as being a really level-headed guy and the kind of prosecutor that would not push for an indictment unless he believed they could win the case. So bear that in mind. Bear in mind also you're dealing with DC and DC judges and a DC jury, so you have to bear that in mind too. There's a lot of factors that go into this. Does Comey deserve to be indicted? Probably. I mean, I'm not an expert in the case, but it certainly appears that he did lie to Congress. And God knows that people have gone to jail for lying to Congress. But they have to be able to prove the case. They have to be able to win the case. They've got to be able to prove their case beyond a reasonable doubt. I think that's really the issue. And they've got to make this determination and see if they can get the indictment by Tuesday, because that is when the statute of limitations does run out in all of this. So we'll see. I mean, it would be amazing if it happens today, but if it doesn't, then, you know, I don't know, maybe tomorrow. My prediction would be, if it's going to happen, probably be on a Friday. That's what my sense of it would be. I don't know. I'm just spitballing here, but it would drive the news cycle for the weekend. That's for sure. No doubt about that. But maybe they don't want to drive the news cycle with that on a Friday. Maybe they want to drive the news cycle with something else. But no doubt that this has been a crazy news cycle. And I do want to get into more details on the ICE shooter. I've got some audio for you from the acting United States attorney in Texas, who had a press conference today. So we'll get into that. And also, too, the scandal around Democrat Congresswoman Mikey Sherrill, who is also the Democrat nominee for governor of New Jersey. All right. So we got all that to get to as well as we continue here on our fourth and final hour on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. And just a reminder to you that, you know, with all of this stuff with the left and all the horrible things they've said about ICE and everything, not one of them has come forward today to say, you know what, I'm sorry, I'm part of the problem here, and I'm going to do better. Not one. Just keep that in mind. We'll be right back.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window.
It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Well, thanks to viral Mike Opelka, he found this for me today, and I appreciate it very, very much. You know what's all the rage right now? The weight loss drugs. Everybody's doing them, apparently. The Ozempic and the whatever they are, I don't know. Menus, restaurants now have their Ozempic menus. But, you know, it's a plot, though, right? It's all, it's genocide. You know that, right? I mean, anyway, according to this factivist, I'm trying to be polite. It's a fat activist, so I'm trying to combine it into a way that works, so I'm saying factivist. Ozempic is a pill to make sure we don't exist anymore. This is genocide. Let's take a listen, shall we?
When they're trying to whittle down every single fat person, they're so excited that they found a drug that makes it so we don't exist anymore. And again, not to devalue any of these things, I consider them all very important. If tomorrow they released a drug that said, okay, we cured blackness. If you just take this pill, you can be white. And then the problem will be fixed. The blackness wasn't the problem. The problem was the system that ever made anyone think they needed to be anything other than what they are. Ozempic and these weight loss drugs are trying to exterminate fat people. They want to get rid of us. Fat phobia is racism.
Hmm?
Wait.
Fat phobia is a fear, actually. That's fear. It's fear, like arachnophobia is a fear of spiders. So that would be a fear of fat people, not racism. Fat is not a race. You know that, right? Fat is not a race. You're not born. I mean, some kids come out a little plump, but it's not like, oh, how did you look at this 300-pound baby? You just so it's kind of hard to use the genocide thing against fat people. Also, what about all the gyms, healthy food, fitness coaches? I don't know, Richard Simmons when he was around. Yeah, you know, they were all part of the conspiracy, you know, to wipe out the fat population from the planet. Faticide. That is what we call it. Faticide instead of genocide. Faticide. Now, as far as wiping out stupid people from the planet, unfortunately, that's not going to work either. There is no pill for that. Not much we can do about that. So, I don't know what to tell you. You know, we're just kind of stuck with it. So New Jersey, Emerson, an A-plus rated pollster, has a dead heat in this race. Mikey Sherrill and Jack Cittarelli. It is a dead heat. But what's interesting about this is that it was plus 14. That means the poll was weighted more heavily for Democrats than Republicans and independents. That's right. So this poll means that it's very possible Jack is actually in the lead. And the story that broke earlier today, of which we talked about a lot earlier on the show, but in case you're just joining us now, it's important that you need to know this about Mikey Sherrill because it needs to be discussed everywhere around the world. And that is this. Mikey Sherrill did not walk with her graduating class in the Navy Academy cheating scandal. So back in the early 90s, there was a cheating scandal at the United States Naval Academy, 1994. And when Sherrill was set to get her degree, of which she got, she was not allowed to walk on stage to get her diploma. As a punishment, according to David Wildstein at NJ Globe, connected to the massive cheating scandal that implicated over 130 midshipmen in her class. A copy of a commencement program from May 25th, 1994, obtained by the New Jersey Globe, does not include Cheryl's name. Cheryl said that her absence from the ceremony was a consequence of failing to report classmates who had been involved in the scandal. Quote, I didn't turn in some of my classmates, so I didn't walk, but graduated and was commissioned as an officer in the U.S. Navy, serving for nearly 10 years with the highest level of distinction and honor. However, the Cheryl campaign rejected a request that she permit public inspection of any disciplinary records from her time at the academy. Only Cheryl could authorize the release of those sealed records. Cheryl has made her military service as a U.S. Naval Academy graduate and helicopter pilot the centerpiece of her political identity, but has never publicly discussed her class's cheating controversy in stump speeches or interviews. There were rumors that she was tied to the scandal in 2018 when she sought to flip a House seat in New Jersey's 11th District. But it was suggested to the New Jersey Globe at the time that she was not involved. The scandal revolved around electrical engineering exam answers that some midshipmen obtained and shared with their classmates in December of 1992. The scandal, which obviously was huge, two dozen of Cheryl's classmates were expelled, and one of those involved said in 2002 that he thought more than 400 out of the 663 midshipmen who took the exam had seen copies of it in advance. The event struck at the heart of Annapolis's honor code, sparking congressional hearings and internal investigation. The resignation of Rear Admiral Thomas C. Lynch, the superintendent at Annapolis, and widespread debate over whether the institution had been too lenient in past cases of misconduct. The Academy subsequently undertook significant reforms to strengthen its academic integrity system and restore public trust. Story by David Wildstein at the NJ Globe continues. There was no interruption in Cheryl's military service as a result of the scandal. She was assigned to Annapolis for 254 days after graduation as she waited a spot to open up for her at the Navy Flight School in Pensacola, Florida. She went on to serve in the Navy for 9 years and had been recommended for promotion to the rank of lieutenant commander before her retirement in 2003. The U.S. Naval Academy website lists Cheryl as a notable graduate. She received the Navy Achievement Medal for saving the life of a fellow shipmate while at the Academy and the prestigious Distinguished Public Service Honor Award in 2024. The Distinguished Public Service Award, the Navy's highest civilian honor. The news comes amid a tightening of the New Jersey governor's race. Cheryl had been ahead in every poll since the primary, but an Emerson College polling PIX/The Hill survey released today shows her tied with Republican Jack Cittarelli at 43% each. Now, Cheryl pushed back on the relevance of the scandal to her gubernatorial primary. Quote, Jack continues to try and use any avenue he can to execute the MAGA playbook of smearing military service. Now, his latest attempt to go after a 30-year-old widely reported incident when I was an undergraduate at the United States Naval Academy. Eric Alpert, campaign manager for Cittarelli, stated that Cheryl's admission of disciplinary action raises questions about her entire life story. Quote, today's admission by Congresswoman Cheryl that she was indicted in and pushed for her involvement in the largest cheating and honor code scandal in the history of the United States Navy is both stunning and deeply disturbing. For 8 years, Mikey Cheryl has built her entire political brand around her time at the Naval Academy and in the Navy, all while concealing her involvement in the scandal and her punishment. The people of New Jersey deserve complete and total transparency. No doubt. Well said. No doubt about it. Unbelievable. I mean, unbelievable, if you ask me. And it's very simple. All she has to do is just, she should just simply come out and release all the records. All the records about her time at the Naval Academy. And just let everybody know. Are you a cheater or not? Yes or no? Are you a cheater or not? That's what we need to know. Everybody needs to know. It's all we got to figure out. Yes or no, are you a cheater, Mikey Sherrill? If you let us know that, we can all move on. The problem is, I think, the reality is maybe Mikey Sherrill might have been swept up in this scandal, possibly, and maybe, just maybe, the reason why she won't release her records related to her time at the Naval Academy might be something even worse. I don't know. But it leaves room for someone to speculate, does it not? To speculate and think to yourself, holy cow, maybe Mikey Sherrill is hiding something. Something very, very serious. Huh. I'd like to know. It's a very simple way to clear this up. She must release her records now. Release the records now. Clear this up. Let's go. That's the big story of the hour, brought to you by Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VanariaDental, VanariaDental.com. Two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. He is the man. And here's the other thing, too, about Mikey Sherrill. At the debate last week, when the subject of ICE officers came up, and now in the wake of the shooting targeted by a radical who is targeting ICE agents, this is what Mikey Sherrill had to say about ICE at the debate last week in the New Jersey gubernatorial debate. This is the Democrat, to quote my buddy Matt Rooney, who posted this, this is the toxic Democratic rhetoric that is catalyzing violence from Utah to Dallas and all across our nation. Sherrill should resign or apologize or resign. Shame. That's very, very true.
I'm going to make sure here in New Jersey, we're following the law and the Constitution. And let me tell you a little bit about what's going on right now. I just had a friend talk to a police officer here who had an interaction with somebody who was wearing a mask, who had no idea and was caring. And he walked up to him and said, look, this is my town. What are you doing here? And the gentleman said, I don't have to tell you. And he said, you're walking around my town and you do have to tell me. And he said, no, I don't. And so the police officer said, well, then I'll take you to jail. And he said, I'll take you to jail. So he said, we'll work it out in jail. But here's the thing. It was an ICE agent refusing to show ID, masked. So as governor, I'm going to make sure that people can't go around masked here in our state.
Except if I want to make everybody mask up for COVID or any other pandemic. Then you won't be able to leave your house without a mask on. A liar.
Now, my opponent supports policies where people who are here legally can be detained.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Rolling back rights for American citizens, separating children and parents. I'm going to make sure people here in this state are safe and follow the law.
Congresswoman, can you clarify? Is that a yes or no on would you continue the Immigrant Trust Directive?
What I'm going to do is make sure we're following the law and the Constitution. So that'll include due process rights and the Constitution.
Check to the rally.
I don't think she answered your question.
She didn't answer the question, Jack. You're right. She didn't answer the question. But let's understand this. And this is a very, very key point here. Making up this story about ICE agents, fomenting the terror that ICE is causing, Mikey Sherrill is doing exactly what all of these other Democrats across the country are doing to the hardworking men and women of ICE. This lie that's being told that they're going around and just detaining people and kidnapping people off the streets in unmarked vans and plain clothes without showing identification is absolutely 100% not true. 150% not true. But there you go. This is the continuation of the lies that are being told by Democrats like Mikey Sherrill. All right, as we continue here at our fourth and final hour on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD, don't forget Politics and Pints with Jack Carr coming up Monday, October 13th. And don't forget, you got to get your tickets by going to 1210WPHD.com. Don't miss out on this. It's going to be a great night. It's going to be a lot of fun. Okay? You got to do that. And don't forget, we'll be in Wildwood supporting Jack Cittarelli October 10th for our big rally. For that, the tickets are free. You go to capegop.com and register and sign up. Okay? But don't miss out on Politics and Pints. It's going to be fun. October 13th at the Bucks County Community College Zlock Performing Arts Center. So two great events for you to come to. The Friday rally and live show in Wildwood. And then Monday night, when you've got Jack Cittarelli and our Politics and Pints. That's going to be a much more intimate evening because we're expecting like over 1,000 people to come to the rally on Friday. It's going to be insane. Insane. All right, we'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, as we continue along here, momentum keeps building for Jack Cittarelli, too. This very powerful North Jersey Democrat mayor named Nicholas Sacco, North Bergen mayor, is considering a public endorsement of Jack Cittarelli in the New Jersey governor's race, according to the New Jersey Globe. So this is a big deal. If another Democrat flips and goes Jack's way, he's got what we call in politics the big mo. The big mo. Momentum, baby. Momentum. So I mentioned this earlier. J.D. Vance, the fact that he called out this whole idea of the government being involved around Jimmy Kimmel and speech and everything. But it's the part about Brendan Carr, the FCC chairman, and the fact that he called it a joke. And this is what the vice president of the United States said. Take a listen.
Sure that Jimmy Kimmel was back on the air last night. And to the extent that he's not back on the air, it's because he's not funny and has terrible ratings. This is not a federal government problem. This is... And kid, I want to answer your question in good faith. What people will say is, well, you know, didn't the FCC commissioner put a tweet out that said something bad? Well, kid, compare that, the FCC commissioner making a joke on social media. What is the government action that the Trump administration has engaged in to kick Jimmy Kimmel or anybody else off the air? Zero. What government pressure have we brought to bear to tell people that they're not allowed to speak their mind? Zero. We believe in free speech in the Trump administration. We are fighting every single day to protect it. Now compare that to the Biden administration, where we found out just yesterday that conservatives on YouTube and on a number of social media platforms were being censored. Why? Because the Biden administration picked up the phone and said, we want you to censor our political opponents. That is real government censorship, and it left the White House when Joe Biden left the White House.
Okay. Now, let's digest this here. The fact that the vice president is saying Brendan Carr made a joke means that, well, this is why you're not hearing Brendan Carr on TV anymore. Do I think it was a joke? No, I don't. But I think we're going to say it's a joke because clearly what he said was absolutely inappropriate. And the White House isn't happy. The vice president's not happy. The president's not happy. So we're going to act like it was a joke, and that's fine. But what that means, though, is that I was correct in saying that Brendan Carr was out there. He was working for helping to hurt President Trump. And also saying that the administration is not going to take government action. And I'm glad for this because I've been advocating every day on the radio, as you know, I've been saying over and over again, we don't want to be like them. We don't want to be accused of using government power to silence our critics on television and radio and comedians we don't like, people that are accused of selling or spreading misinformation or disinformation. We don't want to be those people. So good. I'm glad. I'm really, really glad that we're finally getting to that place. Because remember, as I told you, I never believed that we were pressuring them because of the whole South Park merger, the fact that Paramount owns South Park. And yes, Paramount had on lots and lots of times. Paramount, I'm sorry, they paid $1.5 billion for South Park. And yeah, Colbert worked for them, but it didn't stop Paramount from going forward with the most anti-Trump show on television, which is South Park. But I'm glad the vice president said that. And the message to Brendan Carr is we don't like what you did. You caused a headache for us. Go back into the shadows. It's exactly what I talked about with Tommy Lahren yesterday on Fox Across America when I was filling in for Jimmy Fallon. If you missed that, go back and listen to it. But the bottom line is, and I'll play this clip for you of what we said. Hang on. No, I don't have the audio. That's okay. Don't worry about it. I'll read the transcript. I would appreciate it if those that are commissioners and in charge of things like the FCC, I would appreciate it if perhaps they didn't go on podcasts and try to get the spotlight. I don't think it's helpful because then you add fuel to the fire and you create a narrative that I just don't believe is correct, but you give the left something to chew on. And I don't like doing that. I just think there's no reason to do it. I find it foolish. So I would say that. I know everybody in this day and age wants their spotlight. You know, people don't want to just do their job. They want to be recognized for the job that they're doing. And they want people to see them and know them and see their face and recognize it. Unfortunately, that causes some problems. And I think we ran into that with, you know, the FCC commissioner going on and talking on a podcast about Jimmy Kimmel and other things. I think do the work, explain to the public why you're doing it. But I think be careful of how you are broadcasting it to the world. I guess I would say, and I'm worried about that, I think the marketplace decides. I think the marketplace decided a while ago that Jimmy Kimmel wasn't funny or worth watching. I'd rather it play out that way. And if Disney decides they want to keep him on and they want to lose a bunch of money as people tune out, okay, great. It couldn't happen to a better company, but I like the marketplace deciding. That was Tommy Lahren yesterday when I was interviewing her on Fox Across America. And it's what I've been saying. And that's why now people have been saying what they're saying regarding this. And I'm grateful. I really am. And earlier today as well, if you missed it, they had the acting United States attorney for Dallas, who was out reporting and explaining what happened with the ICE shooting that took place yesterday. And the suspect, who is a far left lunatic. And this is how it all played out.
Attack. We believe at some point around 3 o'clock in the morning that the suspect was seen driving on footage with a large ladder on his car. And we believe that that is what he used to position himself on top of the building. The shooting itself started at approximately 6:30 a.m. After the shooting started, Dallas Police Department arrived en masse, secured the scene. Law enforcement officers found the sniper dead. They found bullets on the rooftop, one of which was labeled with the words anti-ICE. That morning, gunshots sprayed the length of the building, the windows, and law enforcement vans that were in the Sallyport area. Detainees were struck by these bullets. One was killed, two were wounded, and both of them are undergoing treatment. Shortly thereafter, the FBI began its meticulous work at the crime scene. At the same time, we obtained and executed multiple search warrants yesterday for devices and locations associated with the sniper. FBI agents executed a search warrant at the sniper's residence yesterday.
Now, she would go on to say that when the FBI went to the house and got a warrant and they were able to ascertain a bunch of notes from the shooter. And now we're going to get into the motive. And clearly, you're going to understand that this motive was absolutely 100% to take out ICE agents, as this was a radicalized lefty lunatic, period, full stop. Take a listen.
First, I want to point out that one of these notes or papers, the sniper explicitly states, yes, it was just me. That statement appears to be correct at this point in the investigation. Notably, these loose notes included a game plan of the attack and target areas at the facility. He called the ICE employees people showing up to collect a dirty paycheck. He wrote that he intended to maximize lethality against ICE personnel and to maximize property damage at the facility. He hoped to minimize any collateral damage or injury to the detainees and any other innocent people. It seems that he did not intend to kill the detainees or harm them. It's clear from these notes that he was targeting ICE agents and ICE personnel.
Got that? It's clear from these notes he was targeting ICE agents and ICE personnel. It's clear from these notes he was targeting ICE agents and ICE personnel. Now, he happened to kill a detainee, and unfortunately, he happened to wound a detainee as well. But it's very obvious what the motive is here. He was looking to kill ICE agents and ICE personnel. So let there be no mistake about this. It's another radicalized lefty looking to take out people because of their political views and target law enforcement. There's a little bit more of this, right? Go ahead.
The tragic irony for his evil plot here is that it was a detainee who was killed and two other detainees that were injured when he fired into the Sallyport. He also hoped his actions would give ICE agents real terror of being gunned down. And he did this to induce constant stress in their lives. He hoped his actions would terrorize ICE employees and interfere with their work, which he called human trafficking. And this, what he did, is the very definition of terrorism.
So he was hated ICE. Hate, a pure and utter hatred here. He wanted to terrorize ICE. He wanted to terrorize them to cause terror to Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Let's understand that point. That's what his goal was. That's what this guy was trying to do. The same thing was reiterated a little bit later in the show, in the press conference by the FBI special agent in charge of Dallas, who said that exactly the same thing. This guy was looking to commit acts of terrorism. This guy was looking to terrorize ICE agents. Ambush-style attack on law enforcement. There's a little bit more of the U.S. attorney, though.
Again, his notes reveal, yes, it was just me and my brain. And he said, good luck with the digital footprint. And of course, we take this to mean that he deleted evidence from his devices. His words were definitively anti-ICE. That said, we did not find evidence of membership in any specific group or entity, nor did he mention any specific government agency other than ICE. Among his papers, though, was a handwritten note in which, in crude words, he expressed his hatred for the federal government. Finally, I want to address the heroism of our federal agents.
It was really remarkable. I mean, understanding the motive of this guy, understanding how much he hated ICE, understanding, and you think about it day after day, hearing how they're slave catchers and the SS and the Gestapo and everything else. And you wonder why, right? You wonder why somebody like this becomes radicalized. Now, look, he's obviously got a friggin' screw loose, but that's exactly the point. You keep using that rhetoric over and over and over again. And then what's going to happen is you're going to wind up having people who are, in fact, crazy, turn around and do something that is incredibly dangerous and kills people. That's the problem. That's the issue. That's exactly what we're talking about here. This is just a little montage of Democrats calling ICE agents the Gestapo. From Western Lensman on Twitter.
Every single ICE agent who's engaged in this aggressive overreach, no matter what it takes, no matter how long it takes, will of course be identified. This is not the 1930s.
Secret police who are masked, who are intimidating, who are scaring people. These Gestapo-like tactics.
This is Gestapo-like behavior.
Donald Trump's modern-day Gestapo is scooping folks up off the streets.
When you compare the old films of the Gestapo grabbing people off the streets of Poland, it does look like a Gestapo operation.
You posted on social media that, quote, ICE is acting like a terrorist force.
ICE agents, they are coming and kidnapping and disappearing people on the streets of the United States.
I mean, you get the point. On and on and on it goes. All right, Fox Across America is next with Jimmy Failla. So tune into that, and I'll be back with you tomorrow for a full show, even on a Friday. Keep the conversation going on X at Rich Zeoli. Thank you for listening.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.